All immigrants to this country face uncertainty. The one thing they can usually rely on is having an embassy or consulate. But some, like the Kurds, come from an ethnic homelands with no defined borders. Among them is Lukman Barwari. He's created his own informal embassy, one aimed at keeping his people connected and his culture alive. But Taylor Haney reports it's not always easy.
At Nuroj Kurdish Cuisine, people are leaving their tables and getting up to dance. The musicians have been playing all night. There are pastoral paintings hanging from the walls, and the kitchen is alive. The food served on copper trays, chickpea soup with semolina lamb dumplings, face-puckering Kurdish coffee. For dessert, fried goat cheese drizzled with honey.
This is more of a cultural center or more of an embassy for me to display a Kurdish culture.
If the restaurant's an embassy, Lukman Barwari is the ambassador. The Kurdish people don't have a real embassy because there is no Kurdistan. Kurds are spread through corners of Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. The people and their culture have endured war after war, and for some, that means coping with displacement.
Here we feel like we're not fully rooted in the system, or in the culture, or in the soil, because we were not born here.
Lukman came to the U.S. in the 70s as a teenager. His family fled political persecution in Iraq and ended up in North Dakota. Later, he moved to Los Angeles and worked in biotech for 18 years. And he was good at it, but one day he got laid off. He dropped his career and opened his restaurant. But he still has family in Iraq. Some of them are even fighting ISIS in the Kurdish Peshmerga. And even now, decades later, as he hosts parties at Nuroj, 12,000 miles away, his connections to his homeland can pull him away at any moment.
2 days ago, my cousin got killed by ISIS. Actually, I found out on Facebook he was fighting the ISIS forces. And my heart sunk when I saw his picture. I couldn't believe it. How do you celebrate where people are still being killed or fallen or become martyrs?
News like that might have drawn Lukman back to his family in Kurdistan, but he's tried going back before, and he found there was no going home again.
This 30 years of departure, it has created a void. I noticed that after going back to Kurdistan in 2001, that my childhood memories were all shattered.
Lukman was staying with his uncle in northern Iraq. They visited his childhood village on the border with Turkey and started looking for his old home.
The village that I grew up with, the village was divided into two parts by a beautiful river. And when I went back, there was no home, no trees, no sign of any buildings. The river was almost dry. It was not recognizable anymore. That was my first time going back there and never went back.
I asked Lukman what he does with his childhood memories, how he could recover from seeing his home in ruins.
Opening a place like this, listening to the Kurdish music, introducing my culture, my music to people is way of maintaining my culture. And the memories stay alive.
Victory celebrations in Kobani.
Lukman threw a party for the liberation of Kobani from ISIS.
I thought we'll just be overwhelmed and people would be happy standing out or sitting outside. We prepared for that.
But the restaurant was maybe three quarters full, and the energy in the room was low. Because elsewhere in America, people were watching TV. Lukman was obviously disturbed.
2:02 to play in Super Bowl 49. Can the Seahawks...
If you're a patriot, you care about your nation and freedom, then how do you equate that with the Super Bowl, right? I'm really disappointed at those people that did not turn out by just staying home and watching football.
This is what Lukman is facing. He's trying to bring together the Kurds of Los Angeles. He wants to maintain his culture. But fading memories of home and regular reminders of those still suffering make American life seem comfortable. Still, says Lukman, it's not home.
We don't know where we really belong. We're all in the air.
Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.